This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine with Tass and special guest this morning, Neil Farrow. We're about to move on to a conversation with Alex Greenwich. Alex is the, for those of you who don't know him, but of course everybody knows Alex. Alex is the member for Sydney and the convener for Australian Marriage Equality. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, and thanks so much for having me on.
It's always great to hear your voice, and thank you for making some time available this morning to speak with us. Alex, what a week it's been. How did you feel about the bill moving through the Senate?
Well, this was such a historic and moving occasion. Obviously, so many of us have fought so long and hard to see the Senate pass legislation, but it was particularly wonderful to see the LGBTI senators lead the debate and shepherd it through the Senate, ensuring that none of the hostile amendments got up and ensuring that it was just such an overwhelming vote in support of marriage equality and in support of the LGBTI community.
It's a pretty amazing result. There are only 12 who voted actively no, but there were a number of abstentions, of course, weren't there?
There were a handful of abstentions. Senator Bridget McKenzie and Senator Pauline Hanson and another One Nation senator, and a few others abstained. But the main thing is, we had 43 voted for it, and that ensured passage.
Interestingly enough, Bridget McKenzie, Senator Bridget McKenzie, why do you think she abstained?
That's a question for her, not a question for me. I'm totally focused on celebrating and appreciating those 43 senators who stood up for our community and who also acknowledged the tortured experience that for many the postal survey was, and understood the importance of what they were doing, not only for the gay and lesbian community, the LGBTI community, but for all Australians.
And we've just got a text in, Alex, before we jump over, from one of our listeners who was just congratulating you on your heartfelt sentiments towards Dean Smith and his role in this campaign. So just letting you know that text has just come through from one of our regular listeners as well.
That's great. It was such an amazing moment, and Dean just showed such immense leadership.
Yes, it's pretty amazing. Just to go back to Senator Bridget McKenzie a bit, for those listeners out there who don't know, her brother was, in fact, the treasurer of this very station for a number of years. And I know that Bridget McKenzie's been an active no campaigner for the marriage equality issue. So I imagine family dinners would be very interesting in the McKenzie household. I'd like to
indeed. I think family dinners will be also interesting in the Abbott household as well. Obviously, Christine Forster, a really strong advocate for marriage equality.
Yes, absolutely. There have been reports over the last couple of days that a number of senators who claimed that they would vote in a particular way, in fact, vote differently. Are you aware of any of those, Alex?
Well, I'm pretty sure that Senator Abbott and Senator Zed Seselja indicated that they would vote in line with the results of the states and territories that they represent. And obviously, that promise then was not fulfilled. And it is obviously a shame that there were people who missed out on the opportunity to make history and to vote through marriage equality. But as I said, we need to celebrate the fact that 43 did, that particularly the Labor Party did such a strong job in ensuring all the hostile amendments were blocked, and we got to a really great result with the Dean Smith bill largely unamended passing the Senate.
There were reports in the media this morning that Labor had offered a conscience vote to all of its members, but required them to vote as a block opposing all amendments. Is that correct? Do you have any insights on that?
Yeah, that's my understanding as well. So the Labor Party obviously has a binding platform, and our MPs are bound by a number of things. Marriage equality will be binding after the next federal election on all MPs. We have got a last of a few residual senators and MPs who perhaps aren't the biggest fans of marriage equality, but on a large number of amendments, amendments, it's a procedural issue. So the Labor Party's natural inclination on procedural and administrative issues is to bind, which I think is the right decision, and we are a binding party. And just as we reflect upon Penny Wong's journey and others have been critical of that, I've got no hesitation in supporting the Labor Party as it moves forward in this space. And to Alex's point earlier, if there's MPs on the Conservative side who aren't likely to support us with a yes vote, you know, I've got no problems with them abstaining or being stuck in the toilet when the vote happens in the chamber. If they're going to vote no, I'd much rather an abstain. Of course, yes is the best outcome. But, you know, progress takes time and we can never punish someone for evolving their views or changing their views. We should be welcoming it.
What do you think of that, Alex?
Well, the Labor Party obviously has a strong policy of not increasing discrimination, and that is what the amendments that came from a number of government and crossbench MPs sought to do. I thought that some of the strongest speeches were from the Labor senators who eventually voted no, but pointed out when voting down the amendments in their speeches that this was a straightforward question that was asked to the Australian people. In no way was there any indication that passing marriage equality should increase discrimination, and therefore they voted against those amendments. So, look, we got the result we wanted. It was a really combined effort from people working across the parliament with advocates who were supporting them outside of the parliament, and yeah, just a great day for everyone.
Yes, look, I totally agree. And I hate to sort of harp on sort of those who didn't support the marriage equality legislation, but I would like to just sort of go back to Pauline Hanson for a moment, if I may. Pauline Hanson, in fact, did say on this very station, on this very program, about a year ago, actually it was the 24th of September last year, that should there be a survey or a plebiscite and the majority outcome was in favour of marriage equality, she would vote yes. I might just play that segment for you, Alex. I'd be very interested in your thoughts on this.
If the people at the plebiscite have voted to actually embrace marriage equality between, you know, the gay and lesbian society, I would support that.
That's fantastic.
Because people have had their say. You'd have my total support.
Yeah.
Because I'm there as a people's representative. But I believe that we've got to start listening to the majority and not the minority anymore. But if the majority of Australians agree with this, they will have my full support.
Well, that's what she said on the 26th of September. What do you think about that, Alex?
Well, I think if we listen to Senator Pauline Hanson's contribution during the debate, many would find it quite confusing. But I can't. I don't think we should let her rain on our parade. And as I said, I'm focused on those senators who voted for this. You know, if Pauline Hanson seeks to break a promise that she made, that's a matter for her.
Yes, look, that's quite right. That's quite right. What do you think, Neil?
Look, I think it's disappointing, but, you know, ultimately it's up to the electors to decide whether they wish to continue supporting One Nation and, you know, the decisions that occur on that. I definitely think there was a lot of fluff happening around Queensland, and I think we got the right result with very few One Nation seats, but that's obviously a personal view of mine. And, you know, it's up to the public to hold our elected representatives accountable. If they promise something or say something, we need to hold them accountable to that. So while very congratulatory and supportive, obviously of her initial position, and fully agree with Alex over, you know, it's a matter for her. I do think we need to hold our representatives account when they say one thing and do another.
I've just had a bit of feedback from one of our regular listeners, 317. Great to have you back on the waves. And I agree with all of your comments. I have to say that I just think it's a bit cheeky to come onto Joy Radio and say one thing and then behave quite differently somewhere else. That's my personal view, but you are quite right, Alex. That's it's not something that we need to harp on for too long. Let's move on. Let's celebrate our achievements. Alex, so what's next? What can we expect to happen next week?
Well, next week, obviously, the debate goes into the House of Representatives, where we sincerely hope the bill passes unamended. You know, the Prime Minister did make a commitment to have marriage equality legislated this year. That means it needs to pass this week. And for legislation to pass this week, that means it has to pass unamended. So we're hopeful that there is a blocking majority from the Labor Party, the crossbench, and those government MPs who have signed up to Senator Smith's bill, which will be, I believe, introduced by Warren Entsch, to ensure that we can have the debate, have the bill passed in its proper form. And let's hope we just have such an overwhelming majority of members of the House of Reps come together, do something good, make people happy, and join the Australian people in finally making history so we can all celebrate the achievement of this reform together. I don't think it's necessarily going to be an easy week. There are some strong no campaigners within the House of Reps who will play tricks. That's why it's important that our community and indeed our supporters in the Parliament all stay together and stay strong throughout this week.
And look, I think, Alex, that's definitely really strong words of support for the community. I've put my money where my mouth is. I'm actually flying up to Canberra this Wednesday and Wednesday night into Thursday, hopeful that we'll see some success and we'll be able to celebrate with some of my Labor Party colleagues and everyone else who supported the bill, Dean, the cross-party committee and things like that. So I'm definitely hopeful, like you, that it will be done and dusted this week, but also harbour your suspicions that we're not over till it's over. So we'll see. We've been close before, and maybe not this close, but let's not wind back our fight too quickly.
So, Neil, have you done the numbers? Do you know what we can expect? Do you know how many people are lined up to support?
Look,
the
I'm
bill?
Sure Alex's numbers will be much more accurate than mine. I've just been working across the Rainbow Labor crew and talking to, obviously, Labor colleagues across Australia to make sure everything's fine and dandy on our side of the fence. Alex is doing a much better job at herding the sheep or cats, as they may be, in the crossbench and the opposition. But I think we've seen some really interesting people come out in support in the Senate and make some great speeches and comments, and I'm hopeful for similar ones in the House. Alex, any hints on the numbers that you can give our listeners this morning?
Well, I'm hopeful that the final vote will have over 100 MPs voting in support of marriage equality. If we look at the commitments made by MPs before the postal survey, within the government side, add the supporters in the crossbench and opposition, we're well over 100. The concern is some of the hostile amendments. So we've got to hold our blocking majority to make sure that we get that final bill through and that we can have over 100 MPs vote for marriage equality, something that so many of us have waited very long to see happen.
Given that the member for Bennelong and the Deputy Prime Minister are both unable to vote, that means that the majority number is now 74 in the House. Is that correct? Are you familiar with those numbers, Alex?
Yes, so there's 148 sitting MPs. That we also then take the Speaker out.
Yes.
So there's 147 voting House of Reps MPs. That means that 74 is the majority. That's what we need to make sure we maintain for blocking the amendment. But I'm sure the final vote in the House of Reps will be much higher than that. As I said, I'm pretty confident it will be over 100.
Yes, I feel optimistic about that as well. I suppose what I'm checking in on is around the amendments. And do you think we'll get 74 voting opposing any amendments coming forward?
Well, if we combine the Labor voting block, which is 69, with the four supportive crossbenchers, that's another four. That gets us to 73. And then you just need to add the coalition MPs who already have their name to the bill. And that's obviously Tim Wilson, Trent Zimmerman, Warren Entsch and Trevor Evans. Plus, I'm sure there will be many more. So we are certainly hopeful that we do have that blocking majority, and we're going to keep on working to that. I think that the first vote on the first hostile amendments will be very nerve-wracking. But once we get through that and we can be assured that we've got our blocking majority in place, that will be a sign that augurs very well for the final result.
And I think the Senate has sent a strong message to the House. And the other thing from a procedural perspective, which Alex knows, but just for our listeners as well, if there are amendments in the House, it then has to go back to the Senate. So I think the Senate has sent a very strong, firm message that this is the legislation they want to pass. I think Alex is right. And if we can hold the numbers in the House, we'll definitely have some good news by the end of the week. But, you know, we had the survey that none of us wanted. We won the survey that none of us wanted. The majority of Australians, including our allies, stood up and went, you know, it's time. I hope Malcolm Turnbull gets the message, you know, like the hard right conservatives need to just move on. That's a hint
Neil's
of frustration.
Neil's point here is critical because
Sorry,
yeah, Neil's point here is critical because if the bill does get amended, it then goes back to the Senate. That means marriage equality is not achieved this year.
Yes.
And that means that the Prime Minister will not be upholding his commitment to achieving marriage equality this year. Amending the bill with any hostile amendments is then delaying reform. To do so would be more than a massive disappointment. It would be that Parliament really starting to break the heart of Australia after being put through this process. So the bill must get through unamended this week. The time for playing games with the lives of gay and lesbian people is well and truly over.
Alex, we really appreciate your time this morning. Obviously, you're on the move. You're in the middle of doing other things, and we'll let you get on with that shortly. But one of our listeners, Melina Smith, asks of you, what will you do if the bill is passed, and can we expect you to get married again in Australia?
Well, there will certainly be a lot of celebrations, and my husband Victor and I will be celebrating long and hard. We're still working out whether we're going to do another sort of ceremony or party around getting an Australian wedding certificate. That'll be certainly a momentous occasion. We were really grateful to be able to marry in Argentina when we did, but I'm pretty sure we'll have another celebration in Australia.
Alex, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's been great to have you on our show yet again, and you're always welcome here. And next time you're in Melbourne, please drop into the studio and say hello and join us here over the wires.
Absolutely, and look forward to catching
Thanks
up with
so
you in Canberra on Wednesday.
Yeah, good
Indeed.
On you.
Thanks, Taz and Neil, and thank you to Joy FM for all the great work you do for us.
No, look, it's really good, and this is incredibly important for our community. Thanks a lot, Alex.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.